The referenced Excel file contains an URL for an online questionnaire about observations and/or being observed. As a kind of facultative task, it is worth filling the questionnaire and it is worth making a thinking experiment how this questionnaire should be evaluated if, for example, each student of a course delivered the answers. This facultative task supports the competences concerning the final publication of the course because each thinking experiment can be seen as a kind of mocking, at least from point of view of the IT experts.
The Wikipedia says, in object-oriented programming, mock objects are simulated objects that mimic the behavior of real objects in controlled ways, most often as part of a software testing initiative. A programmer typically creates a mock object to test the behavior of some other object, in much the same way that a car designer uses a crash test dummy to simulate the dynamic behavior of a human in vehicle impacts. Concerning the questionnaire, it should be a real expectation that everybody creates an interpretation system after each question is finalized but before answers will be given.
The interpretation of a questionnaire is a good task for a final publication if the interpretation rules are more complex than the well-known average, share, etc. calculations. The observation as such is a symmetric approach. I, as student, may be able to want to observe something and I, as student, can be observed through different human and or robotized agents. The exam situations are observations. I am observed in order to know that I am honest. I am observed in order to know what I know, how fast I am, what kind of steps I am using, what I am correcting after what kind of impulses, etc.
I, as student, am observing the tasks of the exams. I try to find sign where a question or task is helpful to solve the other ones. I, as student, have to observe each word of the descriptions of task in order to minimize the misunderstandings. I, as student, can observe other student in order to see their reactions, speed, etc. during the exam situations, as far as possible. I, as student, have to observe each detail of the evaluation concerning my works in order to see errors or to collect impulses for better performances later. I, as student, have to observe the learning materials in order to explore what kind of connections can be identified between parts. I, as student, have to observe former performances of students to be capable of evaluating myself compared to different benchmarks. I, as student, should be think about my traces in the log files and about the potential consequences of these traces. I, as student, should observe statistics about students to derive discrimination potentials.
I, as teacher, conductor, have to observe behavior patterns of students in order to assume that somebody will be willing to use not allow techniques. I, as teacher, conductor, have to observe former tasks in order to estimate whether the recent tasks are complex enough but not too complex. I, as teacher, conductor, am observed by students wanting to use not allow techniques depending on the changes of my attention potential. I, as teacher, conductor, am observed by other teachers, conductors in order to be benchmarked, evaluated, etc.
Here and now, it seems to be important to speak about the differences of teachers and conductors in general. A classic teacher tries to evaluate the behavior of students compared to a kind of norm, standard, basically independent from the potential information about the students and basically independent from the legitimacy of these norms. This independence can be seen as a kind of irrational equity. The conductor, however, tries to understand the students as systems, and the conductor has to derive expectation about how students will behave in future.
Conductors are therefore rather system architects, simulation experts. Teachers are rather project manager. Conductors and teachers try to choose the most rational one among the potential actions. But the teachers see an action rational if it is useful to approximate the norms. The conductors see an action then useful if the expected impact is sure enough. Pure teaching and pure conducting are not realistic. Conductors may also have norm values. For example, the number of repetitions cannot be arbitrarily low to reach a planned impact level. Parallel, teachers can also be tolerant.
If we know at last what is a pure teacher and what is a pure conductor, then it is also important to explain why a cooperative task involving students and conductors is more rational than letting students alone creating solutions in arbitrary ways. Arbitrariness is a dangerous freedom. The society needs human beings being capable of cooperating. The cooperation potential is depending on reproducibility, critiques and innovations. The reproducibility means everybody should be able to follow commands recommendations. Critical aspects are relevant in order to avoid trivial errors.
And innovations will be catalyzed through the experiences during the reproducible working steps and through deriving potential errors. To be innovative means to have the capability of evaluating alternative solutions. Reproducibility, critique and innovation need sovereignty. Reproducibility is in general not a kind of detailed command series, rather a common interpretable goal definition. Reproducibility needs creativity where parallel steps may be executed in arbitrary ordered ways.